Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. So you can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what the heck is WP Engine doing with Genesis, and joining me for this conversation is one of the leaders from the WP Engine product org running our Genesis product suite, Mr. Brian Smith. Brian, welcome to Press This.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. You know, I've done so many of these, Brian. I can't remember. Have you been on the show before? Is this your first time?
I have been on once before, but it was probably over a year ago.
All right, well, welcome back. So for those listening, what we're going to be talking about in this episode is really discussing WP Engine strategy with Genesis. And there's a lot of questions running around about that, but also how Genesis and the WP Engine team are preparing for full site editing with a suite of products in the Genesis universe. So we're really going to dive into that here in today's episode. So the first question we have on deck is actually a question I guess I'm going to ask and answer myself, which is what has happened since the acquisition of Genesis by WP Engine. For those unfamiliar, Genesis fundamentally is a framework for building performant WordPress themes. It actually includes a bunch of other products in the Genesis ecosystem, which Brian will actually talk about here in a little bit. But for those who have been following along, WP Engine purchased Studio Press, and by proxy, if you will, Genesis back in 2018. Really, what we've been doing since then is investing in the underlying products that make up the Genesis universe. A real anecdotal example of this is when WP Engine bought Genesis, there was essentially less than half of one developer dedicated to the Genesis product. And now the suite of products have, we've invested essentially millions of dollars in growing that team with multiple engineering teams focusing on those products. And really, all of this investment has been around preparing Genesis to kind of keep pace and lead, if you will, in WordPress, particularly around the block editor, what we now call, or what was previously often called Gutenberg, but is now called the block editor in WordPress. So as since the acquisition, it's largely been focused around getting the suite of products ready for full site editing in WordPress core to work well with the block editor. And really have essentially accelerated, even created a plan at all for dealing with the block editor in the Genesis universe. So that's actually been a large part of what we've been doing. And this is for essentially the benefit of everyone using these products today, which has been a big part of what was important to us after the acquisition. The next question that comes up quite a bit is, well, what is WP Engine's strategy with Genesis? Like, what do you plan to do with it? Brian's going to talk a little bit more about the product side of this, but I would say from the high level, again, the Genesis universe consists of, you know, plugins and themes and the theme framework itself and really a smorgasbord of different technologies. And our strategy with Genesis is to keep investing those millions of dollars in those products, to keep them up to date, to keep them leading in WordPress, but also to expand the product suite and offer new offerings. Which is again part of what we're looking at from the high level. So, Brian, I've talked a little bit though about how, you know, in some ways Genesis is a suite of products, if you will. So, could you help everyone understand like what are the different products or classes of products or whatever in the Genesis universe? Like, what are we talking about when we say that?
Sure. Yeah. So let's start with the Genesis framework. You know, that's what came first. So that is the parent theme for all of our StudioPress child themes. And it's used over 600,000 websites currently. It provides a lot of that core functionality that you would need in a theme framework, you know, such as a hooks and filter system, layout options. A lot of the theme settings go into the framework itself. Then, of course, there's our Studio Press themes, which are all those, you know, beautifully designed themes that we've built over the years. We currently have 37 of our own themes. And then on StudioPress.com, there's an elaborate marketplace.
Hey, Brian, can I interrupt for a quick second? And when you say Studio Press themes, these are on the Studio Press website, but they're essentially made with Genesis. They're called Genesis Child themes, right? I'm just trying to try the clarification for the audience.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep, Studio Press themes are available on StudioPress.com. We have 37 of our own, and then a large marketplace of third-party themes that are also built, child themes built with the Genesis framework. So that's what most people would know. That's what was part of the acquisition, as you just mentioned, you know, back 2 years ago. Atomic Blocks, also part of the Genesis family, is a block library. It's a plugin available on WordPress.org. We're actually going to be going through a bit of a rebranding exercise with that plugin in the near future, calling it Genesis Blocks. It'll still have the great block library features. We'll, of course, be adding more to it over time, but that's going to get a rename. And then more recently, we've introduced this Genesis Pro subscription, which includes what we call the Genesis Page Builder. And some people might have, WP Engine customers may have participated in a beta that ran last fall and winter. We were calling it Atomic Blocks Pro at the time, but have released it as Genesis Page Builder. And this is really taking the idea that Core is now, WordPress Core, is putting out there called block patterns, and we've called them sections and layouts. But essentially, these are page sections and layouts that are collections of blocks, and you can use those to build out sections of pages or entire pages, you know, with that product. And then lastly, you know, as part of this Genesis universe, there's another plugin coming soon. It's called Genesis Custom Blocks, and it is designed to give you know, site builders, developers, the ability to build Gutenberg blocks without knowing any JavaScript. So just with some basic HTML, CSS, and using the block editor and this plugin, you're able to create your own custom blocks, the types of things that you're not able to find in a block library or in any of the core blocks that exists. So those are really the things that make up the Genesis universe currently.
I love how you hit the high points. I mean, there's also like a dozen or so plugins on WordPress.org that support people running Genesis sites in different contexts. You know, you mentioned the themes. I think those are, you know, a fan favorite for sure. And for those unfamiliar with theme frameworks and child themes, the way I think about it is like Genesis, the framework, is a tool that developers fundamentally use to build visual experiences, to build these, in a sense, content management experiences. And the theme is a great starting point. Matter of fact, often used by DIY folks for all the obvious reasons. But there's this interesting dynamic where it's like the themes help the DIY folks or help people just getting started learning WordPress development, where Genesis might be more commonly used by a development team, maybe being a little bit more custom and creative. But it's a pretty big universe of products. I also like how you mentioned the Genesis custom blocks coming down the pipe. That's what was a very much requested feature from the, or I guess benefit or product, if you will, from the Genesis community. So you also mentioned Genesis Pro, which, as you mentioned, is a subscription, right? So you pay for it on an annualized basis, and it includes access to and support for different software. One of the anchor features there is the Page Builder plugin you mentioned. One of the questions that actually has come up a lot is, why did WP Engine charge an annual recurring charge for Genesis Pro? And the answer, just for folks that are curious, is really to continue the investment we've made in all the Genesis products. So as we talked about, we've invested millions in making Genesis better and making the themes better and providing support for that engineering org. As we release new products, as many other product makers in the WordPress ecosystem have kind of moved to over time, is moving away from that one-time revenue model into a recurring revenue model, in our case annual, that allows us to, you know, continue to invest in that software that we provide, continue to provide benefits to the community, and to really run a business that is healthy and one where we can continue to support that software for those that rely on it. That's really the driver for this, for Genesis Pro, but also for many, many other products in the WordPress ecosystem. We see WooCommerce doing this and others. And the reason these companies do that is because they want to invest in that software. They want to increase investment in it for the benefit of everyone using it. We're going to dive into this a little bit more, but we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.fm show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. We are in the middle of our episode, What the Heck is WP Engine Doing with Genesis? Right before the break, we talked a little bit about the strategy of WP Engine with Genesis. Brian Smith ran through some of the products in the Genesis universe. And I want to take this, talk about this notion of Genesis Pro just for a little bit more. One of the other things that came up as Genesis Pro was launched was, well, what if users don't want to buy Genesis Pro? Or do they have to buy it in order to keep using Genesis? Is WP Engine going to shove all the good stuff in Genesis Pro and exclude the rest of the Genesis community? And I just wanted to answer that here on this podcast. Absolutely not. Again, we have more than quadrupled the engineering efforts dedicated to Genesis and the suite of products to the tune of millions a year. Instead of less than half of one developer dedicated on Genesis, there's now a team. And in the suite of products, teams, Brian Smith and there's other people in the product org supporting the Genesis product. That has never been in the Genesis universe before. And so while we do want to release new offerings that come with recurring payment models so we can continue those investments in those new products, we also see great value in Genesis and the Genesis child themes available on StudioPress and want to continue to invest in those. Those products, the products that StudioPress customers have access to and support for, that is the strength of Genesis and StudioPress and WP Engine's eyes. It is not our intent to abandon those products or customers in any way. Yes, we will introduce new things into the ecosystem, but Genesis Pro is an optional choice for people. We're not going to water down Genesis and make it worse. We're going to continue to invest in those products, continue to provide benefits to those people who bought access and support to those products years ago for one-time payments. This is important to WP Engine to continue to invest in those things. And so I know this has been a common question. Do I have to buy it? What am I going to do? No, you don't have to. It's new and optional. But that doesn't mean we're going to abandon the products that you rely on today. If anything, we're actually increasing the investment in those products that Brian's actually going to talk about more as we get into the roadmap. All right, so that kind of sums up at least the strategy part of these questions and discussion. But now I want to kind of get into the fun stuff, which is more around the future. Full site editing, we've talked about this multiple times on Press This over the last few episodes, but Brian, could you give us a high level of what full site editing is?
Sure, yeah. So kind of like the name describes, when full site editing comes out and it's expected as soon as December, Users will have the ability to customize every aspect of their site via the block system. I mean, this goes back to one of the fundamental goals of the Gutenberg project. Blocks are no longer just for content. They're taking on a broader role. You'll be able to edit areas of your site that you currently can't with the block editor, such as header, footer, sidebar. So it's really a complete paradigm shift. A lot of these things were done through the customizer, through widgets, through different theming tools within themes. But for, you know, content creators, it's an extension of the block-based editing experience, and it's going to offer a greater level of control without the need to code it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what they officially call phase two of Gutenberg, which is essentially bringing the block editor, the header, the sidebar, and the footer. Now, that's fun and great, but there's like a big change for themes coming with this, which of course is a big impact to Genesis. But help us again from the high level understand how will full site editing affect how themes are made?
It's a great question. And I'm not sure it's one very many people have a complete answer on, but let me give it a try. But first, let me just say that there's a couple of problems right now. And that is full site editing is still in an experimental phase. Also, there's not a ton of documentation around this. Like, you kind of have to keep up with the Gutenberg plugin, follow along with what's going on in core. And then things are also just so quickly changing. Again, it is experimental, this phase. So it's not entirely clear how it affects themes, but there are a few things we know. And I think fundamentally building sites will look different moving forward. So traditionally in WordPress, template files included in themes are often applied contextually to posts and pages based on that WordPress template hierarchy. Template files written in PHP, sometimes containing HTML markup. So there are analogs here. In this new world of full site editing, we've got block templates, and these are predefined arrangements of blocks. They can include predefined attributes. And this concept is similar to those template files that, you know, theme builders have seen in the past, but it's all HTML files containing the block markup. No more PHP there.
There's also good, like, headlines. It's like,
it is, yeah.
Template files are changing into block template files, and it's going to basically be more dominated by HTML and CSS than by PHP. And so, I mean, I don't, you know, obviously we don't have time on this episode. If you go to litturl.co/FSE, we did publish an article that kind of goes into more of the technical details. But really, what I've been telling people as the headline is, like, the way themes are built is drastically changing. And so theme frameworks, themes that want to support that future version of full site editing will also have to change. And when I referenced the investment WP Engine was making in Genesis earlier, again, for everyone that has access to it and support for it today, that's actually a big part of what those efforts are, is making sure that those products allow the Genesis community, and really anyone in WordPress, to lead, continue to lead in WordPress when FSE is released. And so I think it's a big deal that I don't think a lot of people realize yet, even other product makers that haven't even started this journey of, like, what am I going to do about it? And I think it is also interesting, Brian, you pointed out, like, we just don't know. Like, FSE isn't fully even spec'd out yet. It's an experimental phase. So I know that y'all have been working ahead on this as much as you can. But there's still a lot of this in flight, so a lot of work to be done. So what are acknowledging that you don't know all the answers yet, because there's not even answers that exist yet for some of these questions, but what is the Genesis team doing to prepare for full site editing?
Yeah, so we follow along closely in the, you know, the repos, the core repos where these changes are happening, watching different PRs, contributing code, offering ideas to the conversation within the core chat. And there are various places within the WordPress Slack for these full site editing related conversations. There's actually one, you know, dedicated to themes, in fact, that we stay closely in the loop on, you know, for any changes coming with full site editing. And, we're also experimenting with our own full site editing plugin and full site editing theme. We're calling that the name of that project Gen X. So we've actually been able to, you know, test it out firsthand and share it with, you know, some of the folks in the Genesis community to get some early feedback on, you know, our implementation.
And this is Genesis X, not like the cool generation that's apathetic that I happen to be part of, right?
That's right. Yeah, Genesis X is the name of the project.
And for those listening, like what we're talking about with Genesis X, it's code name, but really one way I've been thinking about it is basically it's the future version of Genesis and for full site editing, meaning that all of the energy, all of the time, all of the research that your team is doing is really for people that have Genesis today. They're going to benefit from this as it's released. And so, you know, again, kind of as you prepare for FSE and as you think about Genesis as a plugin to, you know, answer questions like, well, what do you do when you can't have PHP and themes anymore or as much of it? The plugin is perhaps the correct path there, but really for folks trying to get their head around it, it's the future version of Genesis essentially for full site editing. Is that a good way to say that?
That's the goal of the project, is to kind of figure out the path forward for Genesis, how to evolve the Genesis framework and bring along the Genesis community and all of WordPress really to help them embrace this new world of full site editing and be able to make that transition to how themes are changing is really what our goal is. As far as like the construct, you know, is it a plugin? Is it a theme? Is it both? Right now we've got a plugin and a theme as part of that repo. You know, that could change over time, but I mean, certainly our goal with this is to explore, you know, what's possible with full site editing, figure out the best way to, you know, bridge those gaps for the Genesis community.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, you know, I think part of Genesis's heritage has been allowing people kind of this fast path to create wonderful WordPress experiences, but also to do that in a way that not only keeps up with WordPress core, but in a sense even leads in it. I want to talk about this in a little bit greater detail, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. We're in the middle of our episode, What the Heck is WP Engine Doing with Genesis? Before the break, we were talking about full site editing and WordPress core, some of the experiments the Genesis team is doing around the future version of Genesis, codenamed Genesis X. Brian, I want to switch things up a little bit. You kind of alluded to some of this earlier, but what else is the Genesis team doing to advance the Genesis product suite? You talked about custom blocks. Let me understand what all y'all, or help the audience understand what all y'all are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned custom blocks, because Genesis custom blocks is probably the thing that I'm most excited about right now. You know, just a couple of months ago, a team of developers from a group called Block Lab joined forces with us, and they're really leading the charge with this plugin. And I mentioned it earlier, but the purpose of this plugin is to really help those that don't know React, aren't that as familiar with JavaScript, they don't know how to build their own custom blocks, or they just don't want to go through the effort of doing it. And with this tool, and just some, you know, basic HTML and CSS knowledge and using the block editor, you're able to create your own custom blocks and actually register those for your site. So it's a huge win for any WordPress developer that maybe isn't as familiar with JavaScript. Perhaps you don't know React, you don't know where to start with building your own blocks. Genesis Custom Blocks is the solution. It bridges that gap for you. And we expect to be able to release this plugin in the very near future. There will be some free parts of it available through a WordPress.org plugin. And then there will be paid features as well as part of our Genesis Pro subscription, but all part of the same plugin.
There's two interesting things. I think one, you talked about the experiment Genesis X as a plugin, which I know we've already announced multiple times that we will be submitting that to WordPress.org, so it's freely available to everyone, and of course supported for customers that have support for it today. And then also releasing Genesis Custom Blocks on WordPress.org. These were two, particularly Genesis on WordPress.org, have been huge requests just from the WordPress community in general, let alone the Genesis community. So I think that's another area where, that was really kind of a neat evolution of what happened from the time of the acquisition through today. I think the other piece, you talked about Genesis Custom Blocks really in a sense abstracting away the harder parts of block creation that most WordPress developers just don't know, in particular, coding in React. And I remember our very first Shapers meeting, which took place maybe a month or two after the acquisition back in 2018, very, very soon after. One of the things we talked about was this notion of the increased role of JavaScript in WordPress, and perhaps part of Genesis's job was, as it always has been for some folks, which is to abstract out these hard parts and allow you to still find success there without having to learn every little bit of the code in order to do those things. So I know we didn't really talk about custom blocks way back then. I think we may actually have. But this principle and this concept and seeing it come to life, at least from my perspective, seeing WP Engine then go out, invest in bringing the Block Lab folks into the WP Engine family to bring these capabilities to the Genesis community, to see this, go down basically over 2 years was really special for me. Brian, I know I wish we had more time. There's so much content to cover here, but for anyone that is interested in the Genesis community, it's actually a huge community, hundreds of thousands of WordPress developers and WordPress site creators all around the world. What's like your favorite mediums for people to connect that are in the Genesis community who might be curious about joining it?
Yeah, great question. And really there are tons of people involved. And I think that's what keeps the Genesis community going, is that there's so many people that are actively participating. There's studiopress.com forums, of course, that you can join. There's a Genesis Facebook group that's fairly large as well. My personal favorite is our Genesis Slack group. And there's lots of different channels within Slack. It's the place where, I engage with the community most frequently, as does our engineering team.
Slack is where all the fun is. It's where all the good discussions are.
We really like Slack, yeah. We're having a lot of fun in Slack. Yeah, that's my personal favorite.
If you're curious about that, you can actually visit HTTPS, genesis.community, which will list all those communities there. They're all free to join, all that kind of good stuff. So if you are curious about Genesis and the big community around it, you can check that out. Brian, again, wish we had more time to go on into these product details and help everyone understand. But I think the thing, I take away from all this is, it's a journey. There's a lot of things at play. WordPress is changing. And I know y'all are spending a ton of energy to make sure that the Genesis community can continue to lead in WordPress. And I think it's very, very interesting. And I definitely appreciate all the hard work y'all put in. But Brian, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. If you'd like to learn more about what Brian is up to, as well as the rest of the Genesis team, you can check it out at studiopress.com or read the blog at studiopress.blog. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. You can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. And of course, you can download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. Again, this is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program
are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.